Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 47, and how's everybody doing? It's been raining in Los Angeles the last few days. Today, I don't know if it's rained. It's threatening to rain. I feel like I need to do the weather report now every time. But it is 61 degrees. I've got some wax that went down into my ear canal, and it's throwing me off. It just happened right before I started recording. So I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage, but you know, I'll have it cleaned out soon enough. Don't you worry. I don't want to gross anybody out. Especially because I want to talk about that this whole past week. I don't know if you listened last week, but I mentioned that I was coming to the end of eating pretty badly, and I was going to kind of do a complete 180 and start, you know, get really diligent again about my food and eat clean. And I have been pretty completely. Does that make sense? I have been completely diligent about my food this entire week, and I considered, you know, you can have like a once a week cheat moment or cheat day. Sunday, I decided, you know what, screw it. I'm going to a dinner party Saturday coming up. I'll have a little bit of stuff out of the way there. I don't think I'm going to do any cheating. I think today I'm just going to keep going. It just seems like, it feels like I'm just getting started again. So why cheat? Don't cheat. Don't cheat when you eat. And make sure you have plenty of meat. You know, one thing, I've started cooking again, and I tell you, I'm not a half bad cook. I made a tilapia the other night for myself that was so good, I wanted to marry myself. Sorry, I had to say that. Tilapia is one of those fish that I had never heard of until maybe a year or two ago. I never heard of growing up. I never heard of people going fishing and catching. We caught some tilapia. Maybe tilapia, I don't know where they come from. Maybe they come from, you know, someplace where people, because I knew where I grew up, people would go fishing. And I wasn't that, you know, I never went fishing. I wasn't a fisher guy. I'm not a fisher guy. I'm a fisher eater. Okay, I'm an eater of fishes. I'm not a fisher of eaters. Oh, God. I think this air thing is throwing me off. So we've got some changes in my building. I thought I would update. I don't think I've talked about the building, lately, but maybe like 10, 15 podcasts back, a guy named Jesus moved in, you know, who, you know, seemed like a nice guy. And, I thought he was a single guy, and I think that's how he, you know, moved in. And then, you know, pretty soon after he moved in, it turned out he had a lady with a little baby and he had an older kid. So there were four people living in a one bedroom, but the owners didn't like it. So they, you know, they told him they had to leave. He had to move out of that apartment, either take a bigger one here when it was available, the one was available, or move the heck out. And he moved the heck out, but, I'm sorry to see them go. And you know, with four people, there might have been four people in that apartment, but you know what? I never heard, they never disturbed anything. It was sort of like, who cares? I mean, really? Illegal? You want to talk about illegal? The owner of this building had people living in an illegal apartment for like years and years and years and years. There was an extra apartment and, you know, and they were, that wasn't supposed to be, wasn't up to code. And they finally got busted a couple times, and now they can't, you know. So, I mean, these were nice people. And I was sorry to see them go. So, you know, that's my 2 cents about them. That's my 2 cents about the nice people that were here. The people I, you know, anyway. So, we've got some new tenants, not in that apartment just yet. But we got some new apartments that moved into a two-bedroom. It's two guys, and these guys are airline pilots, but for what do you call it? Private stuff, not like regular commercial airlines. So what do you call that? Charter pilots. And I met both the guys. I met one of their friends. They're all pilots. They're all kind of cool guys. One of them is a Palestinian. He was born in Palestine, but he grew up here. And I remarked about how, look, I'm a Jew, you're a Palestinian, and we're getting along. And then he hit me in the head. No, I'm just kidding. And we were talking about how, you know, it's always the governments. It's not really the people and that don't get along. And so, you know, it just seems like nice guys. And I don't know what else I want to say about that, except that, oh, I know, I want to talk about how, you know, there is a ceasefire happening now between Israel and Palestine. And I'm fascinated by war. I'm fascinated by, excuse me, I think the Arab thing is making me cough a little bit. I don't know, might not have anything to do with it. I apologize if I'm all over the map here. I am a little bit off. But there is a ceasefire going on, and I'm curious about ceasefires, because when a ceasefire comes, it doesn't happen immediately. They don't decide, like, have a ceasefire, and they go, okay, they set a date, and it's usually whatever, maybe a couple few days ahead. So, I mean, what is that like for, you know, the people in the, I mean, they know a ceasefire is happening, like, say, Tuesday at midnight. But until then, are they being, like, told, okay, we have a ceasefire, you know, like, Tuesday at midnight, we're going to stop, you know, shooting at the other guy, we're going to stop killing. But until then, I want to see bodies, dead bodies. I want to see nothing but wounded, dilapidated bodies. I want death and destruction until that moment. And do they fight right up until that minute? They have somebody with a stopwatch. All right, keep killing. All right, stop. Just seems ridiculous. Just another one of those things that we've, as humans, that seems kind of odd. The whole ceasefire, the whole war thing. You know, there's always war. There's always, I'm convinced, I mean, unless, I don't know, unless we go into, we become spiritually evolved, and even then not everyone's going to become spiritually evolved. There's always going to be wars, right? Right? I don't know. There always has been wars. There always has been wars, and I don't want to go through those doors anymore. Ay, 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 ay. So, holidays are here, and, you know, I don't know if you listened to the podcast about a year ago. My upstairs neighbor was making this, around this time, was making this. He was doing a lot of hammering and a lot of like, and I thought he was sawing body parts because he's a nice guy, but he's gotten into fights with different girlfriends and he's got a pretty bad temper. And I was concerned that he was, you know, that he offed one of his girlfriends and he was, you know, sawing her into pieces. And then I happened to see her and I felt better that she, at least he wasn't sawing her. Maybe he was sawing somebody else. I don't know. But, I don't know. It went on. This thing was driving me crazy. Then I just accepted it because I figure I don't, because I did ask him about it last year, and he said he didn't know what I was talking about. He said, "Well, I got this new vacuum cleaner." No, dude, it's not a vacuum cleaner. It's like, and it's not the bed squeaking either, because I know when he's doing that. Okay, so he's gone back to doing that, and I don't recall. I think it went on for a couple months. I think it went on past the holidays, but it seemed to start around the holidays, so it's been happening again, and intermittently, and it's baffling to me. I don't understand what the heck he's doing up there. My curiosity is peaked. But you know, I already asked him once, and he didn't say, "Oh yeah, I'm building a." An ark when the floods come. He never said anything like that. He never said, "Oh, I got this project I'm doing. I'm building a cage. Put my girlfriend in." I don't know, whatever the heck they're into. He just said, "Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm not doing." I said, "I hear this thing." I go, And he denied any kind of involvement in it. So I say to him, okay, if you're going to be that way, then so on, my friend, as long as it's, as long as you're not doing anything that's going to get anybody in trouble here. I don't want to be the guy that they're in. Well, he was always a quiet guy with a pretty bad temper. He's a really nice guy. It's just that I've heard his temper. Oh, my gosh. And it's scary. It's a, you know, I've suffered from temper, a bad temper in my life. And I've gotten it more and more under wraps, so to speak. I don't allow myself to go there because it's just not worth it. It makes me feel terrible. But a few times I've heard it, I thought it was somebody else up there. And I even said something to him because I'm not shy when it comes to telling things. And I said to him one time, I read him in the laundry room. I said, dude, I don't know who's making you so mad, but whoever it is, you should just not be in touch with them. And he just like, yeah, right. He didn't like acknowledge that either. He's like, get the feeling he's not much of a guy that's going to, not going to acknowledge much, but I do like him. We get along. He's always been a nice guy to me, and I've been a nice guy to him. We've been nice guys to each other, and not that way. Okay, get your mind out of the gutter, you wacky people. Okay, so what else is going on? This could be a short podcast. I know I say that often, and sometimes, and very often, I seem to catch up. To where I normally will be, but today I don't know. And if it isn't, if it is short, so be it. So be it. Go out and do something. Go out and enjoy your life. But if it's just right on time, what it normally is, then so be that too. Because there's not a lot of planning that goes into this. You know, I'm just coming up with different ideas that I expand on. During the podcast, and that's it. And I just run at the mouth. It's not scripted. I think it's pretty obvious it's not scripted. Because if this was scripted, this would be a kind of a sloppy script. Okay? Okay. See what I just did? I just wasted time. Another minute or so just doing that. That's my little secret. It's how I tweak it. I just kind of go off on tangents that mean nothing and hopefully are funny. Okay, so, what else is happening? I had a situation this past week where I think I might have had a little touch of a stomach flu or something. You know, I was a little bit off for about a day. And so I was supposed to go to my aquatic therapy, my water therapy. And I thought, well, maybe I better stay out of that water and just kind of stay home. And so, again, I called the main office, and if you've been following at least the last couple of podcasts, you know that the people in the main office, there's a competency problem going on, a competency issue, you know, and this was no different. This was I don't understand. Maybe it's people who aren't listening. Maybe they got the embedded wax in their ears like what I've got right now, you know, because I have one ear that's unembedded. So I can hear things. I can hear in the other ear too. But what I'm saying is, I don't know. I called up a few hours prior to my appointment. And I said hi, and I got another girl, another person. This wasn't another American-born sounding woman, young woman. And I said to her, I said, listen, this is Al Berman, and I am sick today. I'm unwell, feeling unwell. And so I'm going to cancel, and I'm scheduled to be at the aquatic therapy at 1 p.m. And so I'm calling to let you know that I'm not going to be there and to inform the person who's going to be there, the therapist, that I will not be showing up for aquatic therapy. And she goes, okay. She goes, okay. And she goes, would you like to reschedule to come in for land therapy instead? And I almost threw the phone into the wall. See, that's where the temper would have come, okay? The temper would have come from if I would have done that, okay? And I said to her, what are you talking about? I just told you I've been feeling unwell. Why would I go from the water to go to landfill? What would that, what, how would that, why? I forget what she said. I don't know what she said. It just seemed like, you know, the proper response would have just been like, oh, you're unwell today? Fine. Hopefully you'll be fine by Tuesday. Have a great weekend. You know, I mean, it's just like I'm not well enough to go do the water therapy, but maybe I'm well enough to come in to the other office, the main office, to do some regular gym type stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I mean, that's like, you know, I could go to a restaurant and you complain about the food. You know, and you tell the server, oh man, this stuff stinks. This is the most horrible meal I've ever had. And they go, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to get that to go and bring it home? Would you like to bring that horrible food home? Would you like to maybe bring it home and show it to your neighbors? Look how bad this food is. I just really didn't understand it. And I'm sorry. I'm just losing my patience with the people in that main office because it's just like, you know, like my friend, like I keep quoting my friend Deb. She says the world is being run by C-minus students, and I'm just tired. I think they've gone to C-minus to like D-plus or almost D-minus here. This is getting out of hand. So I took off from that, and I'm feeling much better. Except now I got a freaking ear thing going on here. Okay, what's going on with this? What's going on with me? And then another thing that happened this week is that I went to my go-to supermarket, right? You know, I get most of my supplies. And lately there's been a lot of those solicitors that are standing in front with clipboards or they have a table, you know, and they want you to sign a petition or they want you to buy candy bars for some school thing. And it's always something, and it's just kind of getting annoying because it's just like, you know what? I mean, okay, once in a while, but not all the time. I mean, I don't want to have to like dodge you because I need milk. You know, it's just like it's too much soliciting. Okay, it's too much canvassing, it's too much of that. But so, case in point, there's a guy. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. The guy that he was doing a medical marijuana thing, and he went and got me a scooter without me even asking. And I said, you know, I don't want a scooter. And this time there was another medical marijuana guy, real long, big beard. What are those like? Kind of, you know, Rumpelstiltskin, Methuselah, like a big old beard, right? You know, I mean, I think he had long hair too, and he had his forehead and his eyes and his nose covered in something really white, like a white chalky substance. I don't know, like the kind of stuff that you would use if you were going to, I guess, be a, like play a ghost in a play or something. And he hits me up with, hey, would you like to sign a petition for the medical marijuana initiative? And I was like, ah, oh, well, you know, I don't know, man. It's a federal thing. I mean, I know the states are okay, but the feds are interfering. And I don't know. I don't, whatever. I'm tired of petitions. And then he starts telling me, hey, by the way, don't shop at Ralph's. Don't shop at Ralph's. They hate Jews. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes into this long, drawn-out story about how he was canvassing in front of a particular Ralph's in Burbank and how they kept tossing him out of there and letting other people stay there. Even black people, they were letting black people. Usually if they hate the Jews, they're going to hate the blacks just as much or even more. But no, and he's going in this long, roundabout thing about, and I said, well, wait a minute, you know, this is going on, and I go, did they say anything about you being a Jew? about being, yes, he said, yes, they did. And he goes on and on and off into another tangent. And he never, ever got to the Jew hatred. And to tell you the truth, listening to him made me want to hate the Jews. No, I'm just kidding. But it made me think, like, these medical marijuana people, if they really want to, you know, do some, if they really want this thing to go, to get legalized and everything, they need to get some more, you know, grounded people out there. I mean, it's just like, this doesn't bode well for the, for their cause to have, you know, these kind of, you know, it's like, hey, when you look, so, hey, you want to sign the medical marijuana initiative? It's always like a guy like that. It's never like, hi, excuse me, sir, would you mind signing the medical marijuana? Yeah, at least that's in my experience lately. Maybe that'll change. You know, I'm going to be going to stores. Not that one. I'm going to go to Whole Foods, I think, today. I'm going to go to Whole Foods. That's what I'm going to do. Whole Foods. That's what I'll do. And last but not least, I don't normally do topical stuff or, you know, new. Well, this isn't so much. I guess it's kind of topical. It's in the news. Isn't that topical? But there's a somewhere, I don't know, I think it might be Texas. There's a man on death row that they want to execute, but he's so obese that now he's claiming he's too obese to be executed. You know, that's a new one, right? Now, I don't know how I feel about the death penalty. I just kind of like, you know, we're telling people they can't kill anybody, but then we're going to kill. I kind of go back and forth on that issue, you know, depending on the crime. And I know that there's been people that have been innocent and you don't want to kill innocent people and this and that and blah, blah, blah. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is this guy, what motivation does this guy have to lose weight? I mean, I've been losing weight so I can get my hips fixed. This guy is like, you know, somebody's trying to talk, you know, listen, we can't execute you until you lose weight. You know, you better cut those calories and those carbs and that fat. Otherwise, you know, you could say goodbye to the electric chair. You could say goodbye. I mean, could they force him to, he's in prison, right? Couldn't they just control his food? But I guess, you know, he could get food smuggled to him or something like that. I don't know. But I just think it's just funny. And there's been other instances where people have been ill, not obese, but they've been ill, and they had to wait till they got better before they killed them. I mean, what better way to kill time to kill somebody when they're ill? You know, well, you're already ill. It's not that far to go. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, well, that's that. So be it. All right, this podcast wasn't that short. Kind of an average one, you know, not too long. I like them between 22 and 27, 28 minutes. I think that's perfect. You know, I don't want to do them longer than that. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do them shorter than that. You know, maybe once in a while. But, hopefully I get this ear wax taken care of. It really has affected my... It does affect your... what is it? Not so much equilibrium, but just your mood. My mood. So I think I'm going to go to Whole Foods. I'm going to ask them if they got something to... Like a squirt in there. Squirt. Alrighty. So that's that. I want to thank everybody who listens to my podcast. I know a handful of people that do, and I don't know much else from that. I still don't have a way of tracking it, and at some point I'll get some super techie person that will be able to just, you know, help me get in the iTunes store, assume the issue with that, and track everything. So, okay, until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.